Welcome to another segment of Small Biz Florida, coming to you from the Florida Small Business Development Center at Indian River State College.
This is Small Biz Florida, the podcast designed and produced specifically for Florida small business owners and entrepreneurs. Small Biz Florida, talk that works for Florida. This podcast is supported by the Florida SBDC Network, providing the tools, strategies, and expertise to help Florida's business community thrive. Visit the Florida SBDC online at www.floridasbdc.org or contact your local office and get started on your path to success today.
And we are back, and it is Small Biz Florida, the podcast that is all things business in the state of Florida. And again, for our very one of our first segments here of Small Biz Florida, got two very good friends and two important leaders in Florida in the small business space. We've got with us this evening Mr. Mike Myrie, the CEO of the Florida SBDC Network. Welcome to the podcast, Mike.
Well, thank you, Tom. It's great to be with you.
And we've also got a good friend and someone who's been very supportive of our center here at Indian River State College. We've got Dr. Cheryl Kirby, Chief Strategy and Branding Officer for the Florida SBDC Network. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Listen, I appreciate you guys taking time out to be with us as we launch this new program, Small Biz Florida. I just... having owned and operated a business in the state of Florida, multiple locations across Central and South Florida, I say to myself all the time, I wish I'd have known about the Florida SBDC back in those days when I was in business.
Very common story.
Yeah, incredibly powerful, robust program, a lot of tools, a lot of resources to assist small business owners. And if a small business owner was like me, the buck kind of stopped with me. The only person I had to turn to was my wife, and after being in the office together for 12 hours during the day, we didn't really want to talk about it anymore at night.
So, and I know Mary.
Right.
I'm confident of that.
So it would have been nice to have known about the SBDC and taken advantage of this resource. So I felt very strongly about putting together this program to make sure that all small business owners across the state of Florida know about this resource and all kinds of resources that are available out there for small business owners. So, with that, let's get started real quickly with this segment. Cheryl, let's start with you. Just a little background on yourself and kind of your pathway to the Florida SBDC Network.
Sure. My father, like many people in Florida, retired in Pensacola, Florida, a military family. And so I did most of my growing up in Florida. My mom had several small businesses as I grew up. I remember working at her place on Saturdays, doing the register and counting change, and had that real world experience. I grew up and small businesses was part of my life. And when this opportunity arose and to give back to small businesses, I saw how my mother struggled and needed assistance, and she didn't know where to turn. So this was a great opportunity for me to give back.
Great story, yeah. Mike, same for you, kind of your pathway to the Florida SBDC.
Certainly. Well, mine wasn't as direct as Cheryl, so I'm a transplant, but my understanding is if you've been here for 7 years or more, you are an adopted Floridian.
We so, have adopted you, Mike, yes.
I've been here on a full-time basis since January 2011 from Minnesota, where I led the Minnesota SBDC prior to joining the Florida SBDC team at that particular time. And my story from a professional perspective is one really from mailroom to boardroom, working for the umbrella organization of the Minnesota SBDC. And I've been blessed in the fact that I've had many great mentors who have actually seen something in me and pulled me up through the ranks and taught me many lessons along the way, including my predecessor, Jerry Cartwright, God bless his soul, who encouraged me to come down and check out the Florida SBDC Network and encouraged me to join the team. And I have truly been blessed every day since.
Well, listen, we're thankful as small business owners and operators. We're thankful for both of you, taking taking your talents and lending them and sharing your experiences with small businesses across the state of Florida. So I want to quickly get into it here because I want people to really understand this program and how to use it. So, Mike, talk about the Florida SBDC network, the mission, the goals, the objectives of this organization.
Well, first, before I jump into the larger organization and a little bit about our mission, vision, and focus, let me first express my gratitude to you, Tom. You know, your commitment, passion, and leadership as one of our 9 regional directors, an instrumental group of our leadership team. We truly couldn't do it without you, and certainly our host organization here in Fort Pierce, Indian River State College. The local investment here of the college and your leadership has really, truly helped us really grow and support the local small business community, therefore the local economy. So thank you for
that. Appreciate that.
The Florida SBDC, you know, we believe that we create unimaginable possibilities for prosperity for small businesses. And what I mean by that is that small business owners see what they can see for their business. What we hope to bring is ideas about possibilities that maybe they don't necessarily recognize as it relates to market opportunities for their business through the expertise that we have. And in turn, we believe that we create meaningful economic impact and growth for Florida and Florida's economy. How we do that is by offering the intellectual capital, expertise, experience, and tools that our state's most important economic contributors are small businesses, who actually support about 43% of our overall economy through the activities and investments that our small businesses make, help them overcome the challenges and create competitive advantages and growth opportunities. What we do is provide confidential, trusted, and unbiased professional business consulting. And we do that through our certified professional business consultants and specialists who focus on one thing, and that is truly helping our customers achieve their business growth goals. And best of all, we provide that at no cost to the small business owner.
It is amazing. It truly is an incredible program. And, you know, I like to tell people, too, this is not a one-and-done type of program where a client comes in and meets one time. I mean, SBDC consultants really get engaged with that client and almost become part of the team.
Right, absolutely. I mean, our return on investment is really the business's growth. So we have a vested interest in their success. So having substantive long-term relationships with our small business clients is really what we're all about. So the one-and-dones, that's not what we do. We're there to help the business not only develop the strategies and ideas that will help them develop or grow their business, but we're there to help them actually implement those ideas and strategies as well.
So beyond credentialed consultants and very experienced and seasoned consultants that exist within these centers across the state of Florida, there are some specialties that are very powerful specialties within the ranks of the SBDC. Talk a little bit about those specialties, both of you, Cheryl and Mike.
Yeah, some of the specialties are access to capital, international trade, doing business with the government, federal, state, or local. All very, very important ways to grow your market. If you've been in business for a while and you're looking for that way to expand, those are some of the technical assistance areas that we can provide for small businesses.
Yeah, and Cheryl, you make an excellent point, too. I mean, these are great opportunities for a business to expand and grow revenues.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for a way to grow your revenues in the business, I mean, you could potentially look at government contracting.
Right.
I mean, the government's one of the largest, purchasers in the country. So that is a way to grow that revenue, and the SBDC has specific resources to help an individual business get engaged in government contracting, correct?
Absolutely, and especially think about all of the bases we have across the state of Florida. And, you know, our services range from Pensacola all the way to Miami. And so you can find somebody to help walk you through that process and get you to the right people at the right time to make those business moves.
Yeah, and the federal government, you know, is the single biggest consumer of services and goods in the world. And so there's opportunities for almost all businesses to do business with the U.S. government. So it's not just about buying tanks and planes.
Right.
It's about buying the basic services to support government agencies, our bases and military facilities that exist here in Florida that are instrumental to our overall economy as well. So there's a lot of opportunities, and that's not just at the federal level, but also at the state, local, and even school district. I mean, I don't think right. that we think about the local government opportunities
city, county,
as well.
City, county, fire district, right. police department, sheriffs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a great point, Mike. I mean, there's a great opportunity out there to grow those revenues. You know, Cheryl, you're the chief branding officer for the Florida SBDC network. So, again, you know, you understand market research. Talk about some of the tools that are available through the SBDC for clients that are engaged with an SBDC consultant or network.
So we carry several tools on a statewide basis so that, you know, a consumer, a small business owner can't go out and afford those kind of tools on their own. And so we buy them on a statewide basis so that it would everybody can use them, and all our consultants have access to them. BizMiner is one. It offers industry financial analysis benchmarks for over 5,000 lines of businesses and industry market trends on thousands more available at national and local levels down to the zip code. We have Reference USA. It's a market research database with detailed information on over 14 million U.S. businesses. And IBISWorld, the largest provider of industry research in the U.S., the comprehensive collection of economic, demographic, and government data reports to help identify businesses operating risks and opportunities across industries.
I mean, we've all heard the mantra, you know, knowledge is power. And I will tell you that the single one reason that businesses fail is the lack of knowledge. You know, we'll hear undercapitalization, sure. we'll hear, you know, a lot of different reasons why businesses fail, but the root issue is lack of knowledge. You know, that's what we're there to do, is to provide or empower our small businesses with knowledge, not just through our consultants, but also through the data information that we subscribe to. And as Cheryl said, these are data sources that cost tens of thousands right. of dollars that most small businesses just simply could never afford.
Right. Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right, and I've had the opportunity to meet with a number of clients who have heard of some of these tools and go attempt to run a report and come back and kind of tell us what it was going to cost them to run the report, mm-hmm. you know, on their own.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So now, again, just as the consulting is a no-cost consulting, if you're a client of the SBDC, you have access to these databases at no cost?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's part of your consulting with the client.
Okay. You know, Mike, one of the things I love that when you talk about is really the network and how it collaborates and partners with other important strategic business programs across the state of Florida. You kind of call this your Partners in Prosperity, you know, initiative. I love it when you talk about it. Talk about some of the partners that the SBDC network works with and collaborates with to bring this this powerful business assistance program to the marketplace.
Certainly. We don't do it alone. Business development is a team effort, and the Florida SBDC is designated as the state's small business development agency. But here in Florida, we have to partner with our other business development partners, such as CareerSource Florida, who focuses on making sure that our businesses have the workforce necessary to grow and be successful in the future. And our partners at Enterprise Florida, who focus on helping bring big businesses to our state, but also retain our large and medium businesses here as well, and also who house the International Trade Office to help expand the number of exporters and exports that Florida can produce. So these are essential partners, along with the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity, who's our state development agency, who we partner very close during times of disaster in the implementation of the Florida Small Business Emergency Bridge Loan Program, to the Florida Economic Development Council, who is really the agency or organization who represents local economic developers, to our partners who are the thought leaders, such as the Florida Chamber,
right.
who are thinking in the long term in the best interest of Florida and what Florida needs to assure our long-term success.
And you mentioned Enterprise Florida and the partnership on the international trade issue. Again, I think one of the standout programs at the SBDC is the international trade program where a consultant who specializes in international trade works with a manufacturing client to produce an EMP, we call it, the export marketing plan. I mean, incredibly powerful program for a manufacturer who wants to take that product global. Talk a little bit about the EMP.
Absolutely. This is really targeted principally towards those companies and mostly small to medium-sized manufacturers who have really not thought about international markets as opportunities for their products. And what we do is we bring in our international trade expertise along with those research database tools that we talked about to identify international market opportunities for their goods. And we try to then identify those markets and how to best enter those market spaces as easily as possible, utilizing a number of different resources that are available to the business owner through either the U.S. Department of Commerce, through Enterprise Florida and their International Trade Office, or through the SBDC or numerous other sources as well.
Yeah, incredible program. Now, all the SBDC network centers are kind of hosted at academic institutions. Talk a little bit about the footprint of today's Florida SBDC network. What's the scope of the network?
So the Florida SBDC, let me back up a little bit. When Congress first created the SBDC program back in 1976, the idea was to link the resources of government at the federal and state level with the institutional knowledge of institutions of higher education. And therefore, you'll find SBDCs across America generally hosted at institutions of higher education. And here in Florida, what we have is we have at our state colleges and universities, our SBDCs make up the SBDC network, including here at Indian River State College. Our footprint, we have 9 regional offices with 45 local centers that house about 250 employees that make up principally of these professional business consultants that work one-on-one with our small and medium-sized businesses.
Wow. And you know, being hosted at academic institutions, I mean, this must really provide excellent opportunities to collaborate with students, engage with student entrepreneurs. Talk about the Florida SBDC Network's role in student engagement and eventually student success.
Well, absolutely. I mean, our institutions of higher education, first and foremost, are to educate our future workforce. And therefore, we find it important for us to also engage our students that are going to our institutions of higher education to get them to also recognize opportunities in doing or working within our small businesses or starting one themselves. So we try to engage our students at our institutions of higher education through either student projects, maybe working with one of our existing SBDC clients on a particular issue or challenge in which they're having, and taking the knowledge in which they're learning in the classroom and applying it in real life circumstances, helping overcome a particular business challenge.
I mean, it really is a win-win-win. I mean, the students get to work with real-life businesses. They get experience. The business gets the opportunity to deal with a millennial market that you know, we obviously here at Indian River State College, we do a lot of focus groups where companies come to us and say, we'd like to get that millennial input. So focus groups. So it really is a win-win for everyone. The business wins. The student wins, you know.
Well, it's about retaining our talent here as well. It's about keeping our young talent here in Florida and hopefully within the markets in which they're educated as well, within the businesses that are in that same community. And that's a goal and metric for all of our state colleges and our state universities as well. You know, the Board of Governors and of the respective institutions hold them accountable for retaining that talent locally.
Right. It makes sense. Now, Mike, I know you haven't, you're not a native of Florida, but you've been here long enough to realize that in Florida, Florida-located businesses must take seriously the threat of hurricanes.
Yeah.
You know, we've had a few big ones in the last number of years, but and how a disaster like a hurricane can really affect their business operations. What type of support does the Florida SBDC network provide during times of disaster? And I think you mentioned it, the emergency bridge zone, but expand on that a little bit.
Certainly. Well, the Florida SBDC is part of the state's emergency response team, specifically to Emergency Support Function 18, which is about economic stability for business and industry. And we're really the first responders for small and medium-sized businesses when a disaster strikes. Our principal responsibility is working with the state to first and foremost assess the business damages that have taken place, to assist the state to determine what is necessary for application for federal assistance. Once we determine that, then we're able to make the right applications to FEMA, to SBA, to bring those resources into Florida as quickly as possible. Once we determine that, it is then our responsibility to principally lead in the coordination and establishment of business recovery centers and work with our federal agency partner, the U.S. Small Business Administration, in establishing these business recovery centers and offering that one-on-one assistance to our small and medium-sized businesses, the disaster loan assistance that's available either through the state or through the federal government. And we work side by side with our partners at the U.S. SBA. But we also assist the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity in the administration of the Florida Small Business Emergency Bridge Loan Program, which is which is quick emergency capital that small and medium-sized businesses, eligible businesses, can receive. And we can generally put it into their hands 3 to 5 days after application. That gets them the cash flow necessary to make repairs, replace inventory, pay employees, get them back and operating as quickly as possible, and as why they apply for either long-term assistance or wait for those insurance proceeds to be paid, et cetera. Right. Our goal is to keep businesses in business after a major event.
Right. And again, that system has been tested pretty good in the last 2 or 3 years. And you know, during Michael, hundreds and hundreds of businesses, had access to this ready cash to get themselves back in business quickly.
Yeah, I'd say the last few years, we've been tested numerous times.
Right.
Hurricane Hermine, Matthew, which impacted this particular area.
Right.
We had Irma, right. Then Hurricane Michael, and then the threat of Hurricane Dorian,
right.
Most recently. Then you throw in red tide, algae blooms, numerous
right.
other local right. events. I think we've had our fill over the last few years.
Lots of practice on the Florida Emergency Bridge.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it's very important that access to capital within very soon after disaster is there for small businesses, because there's so many critical statistics. 40% of businesses never reopen after a disaster. 25% fail within a year after reopening, and 75% fail within the first 5 years after reopening. So we not only want to be there to help those small businesses through that disaster process, but then that recovery process
right.
as well throughout yeah. those years.
Yeah, great, great
very
point.
Good point,
Cheryl. Now, Cheryl, you're the branding officer and chief strategy officer with the SBDC. So, again, part of what you kind of focus on are some data points. And,
yes.
And there's some impressive data that comes out of the network. Talk a little bit about last year your 18 numbers. How many businesses did the SBDC network work with?
We, last year, it was over 11,000 businesses, and that equates to 112,000 hours of consulting.
Wow.
So it's, we work with women business owners, 44%, 14% veterans, 45% minorities, government contracting. We talked about that earlier. $520 million worth of government contracts last year.
The SBDC network helped businesses get access to $520 million in contracts.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yep, and that impacted 38,000 jobs in the state of Florida.
Wow.
And with a cost per job for Florida taxpayers, that's $264.
Wow.
Yep.
I mean, it is truly, for a small business owner or operator, this is a powerful tool. And it's just important that everyone knows it's out there and everyone takes advantage of it. And, you know, there's so much to offer. You don't have to take advantage of everything. You can come in and just say, look, I need some help with government contracting, or I'm looking to expand into the global market, or I need a review of my financials. I'd like another set of eyes.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, you can, it's kind of a...
It's where you are at that stage of your small business life cycle. We are there to help you.
Wow. What's the future hold for the network, Mike?
Hey, that's a great question.
You're a big vision guy, Mike.
I am a big vision guy. Yeah, as I said earlier, you know, our services are provided at no cost to the small business owner, but they're not for free. They are supported by taxpayer dollars through our federal and state appropriators. So we need Congress to pass a budget, first and foremost. You know, we're on a continuing resolution. Let's continue to pray that we don't have a government shutdown like we did last year, and that we can continue to provide our services beyond the current continuing resolution, and that our Florida legislature continues to see the value in what it is that the Florida SBDC does and what we do create for our small businesses and helping support not just our state's economy, but our local economies as well.
So those businesses that these 200-some-odd consultants work with, it's important that those businesses, give feedback and make sure that they're out there telling that story too.
Absolutely. I mean, our success stories are important to us, but they're important for our success stories to tell their story to their legislator as well.
Good point.
Shameless plug there.
Well, it is a podcast. So I guess finally, Cheryl, how does one find out more about this program?
FloridaSBDC.org.
All right. And
I've
been there once or twice on the site. I mean, a lot going on the site. You can
there
learn
is.
About all the tools and all the resources.
Here's the easy way. No matter where you are in the state of Florida, go to FloridaSBDC.org and you click on New to Business or Existing Business. And right there will give you kind of a play-by-play of what steps to take to get you in the spot, the correct spot for you and close to you. You know, we pride ourselves that no matter where you are in the state of Florida, that you're within an hour's drive of an SBDC.
Wow.
So we have 45 centers across the state. We have a 250 employees that have this technical experience that they want to share with you, and we're there to help. So call us up.
Nice. Again, what's easy for me, I tell folks all the time, it is easy for me to talk about the Florida SBDC because I really understand the value and the power of the program because I was that guy on the other side. I was in the trenches of small business ownership and operations for a long time. And Mike, anytime we talk, I always like to thank you for your passion for this program and passion for small business. And you have assembled an incredible team up in Pensacola. Cheryl is just one of what is really, I wish I could list all of them, but that's another segment. We'll do another segment. But you do have an incredible team in Pensacola, and Cheryl and the rest of the team are just do great work for the state of Florida and for small businesses.
Well, I am truly blessed to lead, walk alongside, and work with some of the best professionals in the state, including yourself, Tom, and our other 250 employees that are truly committed to the success of our small businesses. In the way I see it, Tom, is I'm an employee of the 2.2 million small businesses in this state. It's my job to advocate on their behalf and to assure that we're there to provide the services that they need to be successful.
Well, this is Small Biz Florida, and we are here to advocate for all the resources and assistance programs that exist out there in the state of Florida. So with that, stay tuned. We'll be right back with closing up this segment of Small Biz Florida. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you.
This has been Small Biz Florida, created and produced by the Florida Small Business Development Center at Indian River State College. Your host for Small Biz Florida is Tom Kindred. Partners for Small Biz Florida include WPSL and WSTU and Indian River State College, named the 2019 winner of the Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence.